Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Awesome.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
That's
awesome.
Really awesome.
Awesome.
That's, so
that's awesome. Oh, awesome.
That's
awesome.
With Stephen Bradford.
Stephen B.
Yeah, buddy. What's going on, dude?
This is maybe the first time we've ever shared a microphone?
I don't know. I think we did before once. But I don't mind sharing with you. And this is going to be a fun podcast today. First of all, spring break's over.
It's over, man.
Well, for us. Because yeah. we're back to work.
Ish.
Well, yes, we're all back to work.
Yeah.
But you're definitely back to work.
I worked today. I mean, I was working.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm working
and you got
tomorrow.
You got out faster than I thought you would, too. So
I'm a very efficient worker.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Yeah, I know I can't say who you had scenes with, but yeah. I looked at the schedule. I go, oh, they'll be done fast.
Right. And we were. And there was, it was fun. There's, you know,
how was it? Because this is the first day back. So
Second day back. But yeah, no, because, oh, gosh, it was a big break because 2 weeks off for spring break, and then they used the first 2 days, Monday, Tuesday, for testing.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, everyone seems happy to be there, and certainly I was happy to be there, and I got to work with someone super fun.
Sweet.
And I'm excited because I have a few more days coming up
where I get to
work with lots of super fun people.
Yes, you do. We have a next week, actually, we have a really big shooting day.
I know you were asking.
No, you were like, well, dude, I guess we're not working together. I go, no, dude, we are, because it's going to be
lit.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
We're going to have a lot of fun. Maybe, there's a lot of people involved, and it's going to be awesome.
Maybe a little action?
Maybe.
Maybe a little action?
But it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a great time.
Right.
For sure.
Right. Absolutely. So speaking of action, actions you took with a fake partner created fake offspring.
Dude, that's the worst segue I've ever heard in my life. Speaking of action, okay, that kind of action, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah,
Sure.
You took some your
action.
Your character took some romantic action.
Yes. Yes,
Some years ago.
Yes.
And it created a fake offspring.
Yes.
Right. And we are so lucky to be joined by one of them today.
Yeah. You know, this kid's awesome. You know, coming in as it's so weird. Recasts are so weird, right? We've talked about it before. It's just a weird situation, especially when it's younger people.
Sure.
You know, because you can't help to feel bad for any recast anyway, and then when it's in the kids, and then, you know, a kid coming in and a kid leaving, and it's always tough. It's always a tough situation. So this kid came in, started, you know, almost 2 years ago, and he's just doing an awesome job, and I love this kid, and, you know, we get to talk to him today. People have been asking for him. So here he is. The schedule's worked.
Heyo.
And we have him.
Steve, joining us today is one of your handsome pretend offspring. Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. So of course he's handsome because he's one of your pretend offspring.
Yes, it,
and we are very excited to be joined by Porter Fasulo. Fasulo.
Is that Fasulo, it?
Fasulo, yeah.
Yes,
yeah, you got it. That's it.
You gotta say it with the viva or whatever.
Yeah, the viva. Fasulo. You know, it means like bean in Italian. So all my friends will be like, "Hey, Porter Bean." I'm like, "That's not my last."
Excuse me, it's Porter Legume. Thanks so much.
Yeah. So can you imagine that that's a stage name, Porter Bean?
Porter Bean.
Please
that's
come audition for a role, Porter Bean.
Yeah.
Porter Bean.
That's right.
So, dude, what's up? First of all, I want to say Porter and I are kindred spirits because we're both loving the ocean. And he's a true California kid, this guy. He lives in my neighborhood, little further south, but he's always skating or surfing or doing something. What are you up to these days, by the way? What have you been doing?
Dude, these days, let's see. I got out of school. I got out of school
we
yesterday.
We deal with that all the time.
I know, dude. Dogs, right?
Dogs, right, bro?
But
dogs, bro.
Anyway, dogs, bro. I've been at the skate park a lot. A lot. I was on like a 6-day streak, but now we're leaving to go to my grandparents' house today. But like, I found out they have a skate park there, which is rad. Like,
I'm sorry, you know, your grandparents have a skate park?
No, like in like their neighborhood.
So oh, that's cool.
Skate park in their backyard in the neighborhood. And that's why like I'm super like pumped to go there.
Yes.
What trick are you working on these days?
Oh, dude, I do both like skating and scootering. I'm pretty good at scootering, so like.
So scootering, you mean what? Like a razor?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, kind of like.
He just gave you that. You're an old man, so I'll forgive you for that.
Thaks, kid.
Yeah.
Thanks, son. No,
it's a Fusion Prodigy S8, like 2020 model. Oh my goodness, okay. Mr. Steve.
Okay, Mr. Steve. That's what he calls me. Great.
Anyway, yeah, he makes me call him that too.
Yeah. working on triple whips, pop shove-its. I
nice,
like to get
dude.
180s on skateboards. Yeah, dude, it's really fun.
Did you say pop shove-its
pop shove-its.
Pop shove-its?
Yeah, not pop shove-its. It's not, it's not like a like Matashevitz.
So yeah, are you pop shove-it?
Oh, that's right. You still don't have an Xbox, right?
Nope.
I try to negotiate with his mom right before Christmas. Didn't I try to negotiate for? Hey, hold on.
You did.
Okay. Didn't I try to negotiate for you?
You did, and we came that close, dude. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. This is what happened. This is what's happening. I'm getting closer to an Xbox. So I'm at a Wii right now. Like I have like the Wii in my room right now. Now I just got the Wii U, right? The little gamepad.
Right.
Now I'm getting a Nintendo Switch, maybe. Ooh, okay.
Okay.
And once I have the Nintendo Switch, the next thing's the Xbox, right?
Right.
Okay. Is your mom right there? Hold on, Bradford. Is your mom right there?
She might be.
Okay.
I just want to say, is the Wii older than you?
Times two. Yeah. It's about 2 years.
times two. So that
it's like yeah I'm 12. Yeah. It's 24.
Okay. Ask your mom. Hey, mom. Ask your mom if I can buy you an Xbox.
What? Can Mr. Steve buy me an Xbox? That's what he wants to ask.
I mean, only if you get it off of, like, Let Go or something.
Okay, so send me your address, and I'm sending you an Xbox, and this game's over with. There's no more negotiating. All right, let's get on with the podcast now. I'm getting you an Xbox right after this.
I mean, but besides GH, I mean, how's your paper route going? Yeah, have you been able to save up?
Pretty good, dude. I mean...
Yeah. The bank's good right now.
The bank's good. All the kids are like, so like you're an actor, right? You make like millions of dollars. I'm like, for a kid my age, it's quite a bit of money. So they're like, hey, what you talking to me? And like $50 an hour. And like, it's kind of confidential. They're like, oh, come on, dude. I'm not going to tell anybody. How much money you make, bro? You want to hook me up?
That's amazing, dude.
Yeah. Well, so how long are you into your GH run now?
In about 2 years in May.
Right. And before that, like, when did you realize that? I mean, obviously you live in Los Angeles or in the Los Angeles area. So acting is, Hollywood is there, but at what point did you think, oh man, that looks like fun. I want to be a part of that.
It happened very quick. One, I got very lucky with the whole industry, dude. Ever since I was little, I would love to entertain people, dude. I would love to just like, if there's a crowd there, I'd be like, oh, people, I'm going to go say hi or sing for them. Or I would always do something. My mom kind of caught on to that. And she had a friend who had kids in the business. And, you know, one thing led to another. I was auditioning for my agent and it all just kind of worked out. I got lucky. And then the next day I was getting auditions.
Wow.
That's awesome. And how old are you now, Porter?
I'm 12.
12. And when did you start?
I started when I was nine.
Nine. Oh, so you're 3 years in.
And 2 years into GH. So was there any fun stuff you got to do before GH?
I think GH was the thing that really kicked me off. However, there's one thing that my, you know, like the kids my age know me for is the Ring Pop Kid. Yeah, I've claimed that nickname, the Ring Pop. You know, like, I'm new at my school, right? And they'll be like, "Hey, I thought I saw you on TV once." I'll be like, "Yeah, I did like a Ring Pop Gummy Gems commercial when I was like 10 or whatever. It's nothing big." They're like, "Holy cow, dude, you were on Nickelodeon. I saw you on my TV."
Right. That has more street credit than General Hospital, probably, with your age group, right?
Exactly, right? I mean,
yeah.
Totally does.
Did you get a bunch of free product, though, at least, maybe?
You get a lot of Ring Pops?
No, I didn't get to, like, keep any. But, however, when we were filming, I had to eat a good, like, 74 Ring Pop.
Oh, my gosh, dude. That you're diabetic, dude.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
Porter, do you like Pop-Tarts?
When I was little, dude, I loved Pop-Tarts.
Has Steve ever told you his Pop-Tart story?
No way. No, he hasn't.
Yeah, I did a Pop-Tart commercial, and to make them look toasted, they would airbrush soy sauce on it. And then I had to eat about 74 freaking soy sauce Pop-Tarts. Disgusting, dude. I'll never eat one again. Ever.
Soy sauce Pop-Tarts, dude. That's funny.
Yeah. So, you know, being on GH, how was it when you first came on the show? Like, were you intimidated by how much material you had? And who works with you? Does your mom run stuff with you? How does that work for you?
Oh, dude, my mom, my dad, they're all super supporting in this stuff, dude. I give them.
And you have siblings? You have brothers and sisters?
I got a sister downstairs.
How old is she?
You keep her downstairs?
Yeah, downstairs in the basement. That's not cool, dude.
In the basement.
That's
she's
not
very
cool, bro.
She's very dangerous. She's only safe.
How old is she?
She's 10.
Oh, she's 10. Okay. All right. So who helps you run your stuff? Your mom?
Yeah, my mom, my dad. But you know who really helps me run my stuff? Is my aunt, dude. My aunt will come over.
Really?
My aunt Cece, dude. And I don't know why, but I will run my lines with her. And it's like, I get them locked in because of that, dude.
How did that start? Wow, how did that tradition start?
I don't know, dude. She sat down and was like, "Hey, buddy, you want to run lines?" And I'm like, "Sure." And she picked up my script and, like, I had it memorized. And she was like, she would do the thing. And I just had, like, a lot of fun doing them with her.
Yeah,
that's cool, man.
I don't know. I find sometimes running lines with, like, immediate family members, like, you know, sometimes I'll run lines with my wife for auditions, and I get a little self-conscious because I really care about what she thinks. And not to say that you don't care about your aunt, but like, you know, sometimes it's nice to run lines with somebody that is not like
judging
your parent or your. So I get that. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you always know your stuff really well too when you come to set. So,
yep,
that's awesome. Yep. You're good. Good. Is it easy to memorize for you or no?
For me, and that's like a little pro that I have, like in acting. I mean, it kind of comes easy to me. I think my dad was pretty good at it when he was my age.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'll look at a script or like a song or something, and I'll just literally be in my head.
So was your dad also an actor? You said
no.
He memorized lines well, or he just
had a good
memory?
Well, according to like my grandparents from his side, he had like a pretty good memory. He could like memorize songs really well and stuff. He was never an actor though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So are you into music at all? Are you a musician at all? Oh, really? What I did not know about my friend Porter here.
Yeah. Get piano lessons every Tuesday.
What are you doing? Why don't you play something? Go ahead, play something, dude.
Well, let's see.
Oh my gosh, this is unexpected.
We're working on a little Frank Sinatra jazz right now.
Amazing.
Okay, we'll cut this out for YouTube, but we can keep it in the podcast. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, dude. Thank you. I love Frank Sinatra because he's awesome.
He's awesome. Let's see. I'll play a little.
This is amazing, dude. We're getting a little show.
Yes. A little, I love Beethoven too, so that's great. Amazing.
That's cool, dude.
Okay. They want
to. All right. All right.
Anyway, let's see.
Yeah. God, amazing.
That's awesome, dude. How long have you been messing with the keyboard there?
A good year, I think. Yeah. A good year or two.
That's cool.
I took piano lessons when I was a kid too, and I wish actually I'd stuck with it a little bit longer. Because boy,
man, it's amazing.
And especially once you learn how to play chords, mm-hmm. and you get your ear connected to that, you can play any song and lead people in sing-alongs. Which whenever awesome. There's a piano, you can sit down and be the center of attention. And I can't imagine you enjoy being the center of attention
at all.
But if you did, it's a pretty good skill to have.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
That's cool, man. Good for you, dude. That's really cool.
Today's episode of That's Awesome is brought to you by, oh boy, Magic Spoon!
Magic Spoon. I had some of you last night, by the way. Magic Spoon, that was a great snack for me last night because I was kind of doing a little carb loading. Mm-hmm. And this is actually not a lot of carbs in this, by the way.
No, in fact, 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving.
Yes.
Only 140 calories a serving. Keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. Continue.
But it did help my sweet tooth.
Oh, yeah.
Which was amazing because I was kind of wanting something sweet last night. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have something. And I looked and I had some Magic Spoon. And it was great because I was just talking to my daughter, McKenna, because my kids aren't big cereal kids.
Sure.
Right? Like we grew up, that was a staple for us. The cereal, the bowl of the milk, that was a meal. Mm. I don't care if it was breakfast or dinner, we would have cereal, right?
Well, that's the thing is, I look forward to snack time because sometimes in the middle of my day, I'll be like, ooh, I need a little snack. I'm not excited about my snack options. Oh my gosh, I can have a bowl of Magic Spoon and it can propel me forward into the day. It is like a little just happiness, jolt of happiness. So whether you're having it for a well-balanced breakfast that's going to give you energy, whether it's for a snack, whether it's for a late night just kind of nosh because you got a sweet tooth like
totally.
Magic Spoon can fit into any part of your life in a healthy way. So big news, Magic Spoon is relaunching the blueberry flavor. One of your favorite flavors is now back in stock after being sold out. So now, the cool thing about Magic Spoon is all these flavors, they go well on their own, but they go well together. So when you can build your own custom box, and available flavors to build your own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, and cinnamon. Just think about the combinations.
Oh, dude, so you're making me hungry right now. Saying those.
The combinations are endless. And folks, if you're listening from Canada, Magic Spoon now ships there as well. So, go to magicspoon.com/thatsawesome to grab some blueberry or a custom bundle of cereal to try it today. And be sure to use our promo code THATSAWESOME at checkout to save $5 off your order. Now, this offer is now good anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, but only when you use our code THATSAWESOME at checkout.
Check it out and get some Magic Spoon. You need to eat some of the stuff and let us know. Because what I was going to tell you earlier was I finally got McKenna to agree to have like a bowl of cereal with milk.
Amazing.
Because they would just eat like dry cereal. I'm like, guy, put some milk in it. I don't care if it's almond milk, soy milk, whatever milk you have.
Sure.
Put it in a bowl of Magic Spoon and let us know.
Well, and Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you or your kids don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/thatsawesome and use the code THATSAWESOME to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Magic Spoon!
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. Well, you know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance along with your auto policy.
That's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
So, yeah, how has life changed since General Hospital for you?
Oh, dude, let's see. That was my kickoff, dude. I had done a couple commercials since then, but I was sitting in the car with my dad and we came back from the call back and my mom called me and was like, hey, you booked to General Hospital. And me and my dad were like, no way, dude, no way. And that was like, I was so excited and nervous, but I came on the first day with Mr. Steve and he was rad and all the set and equipment was super like, whoa, but I had a really fun time the first day, dude. And you know, second episode, third episode, and I'm just, you know, going on from there.
Yeah. You know, it's always hard with the recast, right? So, you know, Kelly and I were like, get over here, little dude. And dude, first of all, I have so much fun working with you.
Well, so thanks, man.
It's like, you know, it's, I don't even have to work because I feel like, you know, we're probably related somehow. But somehow, I'm not sure how, but because he surfs a lot.
Well, your last name before it was Bertone.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Bertone.
That's right. That's right. That's
Steve
right.
Bertone.
That's right. Bertone. So I know you like to travel. I know you go out and camp a lot. What do you do with your family? That's really cool. I know you guys have an RV and you just get in there and roll out, right? Bradford's really
I'm so jealous.
He's so jealous because he wants that, but the wife put the
My wife's like, there are things called hotels. Why do we need travel?
Yeah,
we don't need hotels on wheels.
Exactly, dude. But
do you love it, though?
RV, huh?
Do you love the RV?
Oh, I love it, dude. It is so rad. My mom's taking it out to with her friends because that's why we're staying at our grandparents.
Yeah.
I went in it a couple times, dude. We went to like Bishop and fished for a while. We went up to Idaho even.
You know where Bishop is? Bishop's right on the way to Tahoe. Mammoth.
Yeah,
and it's great. It's a small little town. It's really cool.
That's awesome.
But all the trout in it, dude. We love fishing.
Oh, you do? Oh, fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, that's cool because I think of young people as not having a great attention span. But in order to fish, you have to be patient and you have to enjoy the process. Do you enjoy just being outside and being peaceful, or are you like, where's the fish, man? Where's the fish?
So a little bit of both. Last time we went, dude, the fish jacked us. They were like, I swear, dude, it's like a little switch. They'll turn on and they'll all bite, or they'll just turn off and they won't, dude.
They'll play with you too.
I'm not even joking, dude. I'm looking at this like 3-foot flomper fish, dude. Trout looking at my bait for like 5 minutes. I'm like, bite the bait. And he just swims away, dude.
What do trout like for bait?
Yeah, what bait did you use?
All right, dude, you can't go telling anybody this, but this
don't worry, no one's gonna hear this.
Nobody but like 100,000 people.
I'm just joking, dude. It's crickets, dude. That does the trick.
Oh, you do crickets, huh?
Crickets.
Do we get them at like the PetSmart down there? Just grab a couple crickets, throw them on a hook, dude. I can't tell you how many fish we've caught.
I'm a little squeamish. What is it like piercing a cricket with a hook?
Better than a worm, by the way. Easier.
Yeah?
It was much, much easier. You get used to it, dude. I hunt too. So like, it's just, you know, how it works. You just, you know, we like argue about how to do it. Or my dad's like, go through the head, out the abdomen. I'm like, no, through the abdomen, out the head.
Out the head.
Oh, wow. That's so funny. Yeah,
well, your dad's trying to be a little nicer because the head, you just kill the head and the body.
Are these crickets live when you do it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I see.
So okay. when I lived in Nashville for a little while, we would, fish and cat. There's a few different fish in the lake, but it was catfish was the main one. And we would catch catfish with bacon.
Oh,
no way.
So we trim them. Yeah. We trim the fat off the bacon and we bait it and we catch the catfish that way.
You could catch me with bacon too.
Yeah. Bradford was in the same lake swimming around and he got, so dude, I caught the biggest catfish ever. And you know, my pole was not meant for a huge cat. This, my pole literally was bent. Like I thought it was going to snap. So, and then I had to get the freaking catfish off and I don't like touching the fish, dude. Mm-hmm. I don't like it at all. Like zero. Yeah. Jody, don't laugh.
Don't laugh. Me and my dad, dude, this year, the first, we had like the one trout we caught, like I, you know, got my knife out and I like know how to clean it. And I clean the fish, dude. And
nice.
Throw a little lemon and some butter in it, dude.
Ooh.
Do you cook it first?
You cook it? You put on some tin foil? What do you do?
No,
or are you having trout sushi?
Trout sushi? Now I want to try that, but...
I just saw your eyes widen.
You're like, wait a minute, huh?
Trout sushi? Yeah, no.
You don't want to eat that raw,
We got it. It's killed, and, you know, we got, like, that nice little piece of meat, and get it in some lime and some butter and some tin foil, throw it on the fire, and it is delicious.
I'm a big fan of the smoked trout. Have you ever had smoked trout?
No, not that we've caught, dude. My, or like, we don't have a smoker. We have,
right.
We have an air fryer though. That's for sure. We have our buddies do, and we were like, hey, do you want some smoke, some trout? And I don't think like we ever got it back.
Well, if you have the, it's quite delicious. I'm sure any trout in any form is delicious. I'm just saying that that's, yeah. I recommend it if you get the opportunity. For sure.
Gotcha. So listen, I know you're super old, but what do you want to do with the rest of your life? Do you want to act forever? Are there other things that you want to do? What's going through your head right now?
Let's see, dude. If it works out for me and if acting goes my way and God gives me the green light, I'm going to go for it, dude. But you know, at the end of the day, I'm always prepared for the fact that it might not, I might like hit my teens, like all the other kids do, and just like not get as many auditions and just kind of not smart. Like not like book as smart as much rather. Yeah. So like I, in the case that does happen, you know, I'll just be a teenager and go down to San Onofre every day and serve.
Hey, that doesn't sound so bad either.
It doesn't sound bad at all.
So you said your family's excited about it. Have you learned that you have any other family members that come out of the woodwork saying, oh, you're on General Hospital. Hey, I'm your cousin.
He's meaning, did you find any new family members all of a sudden?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
like, hey, I'm your third cousin from Italy. Give me some money.
No, not yet, dude, but I'll go up to like my grandparents' house and they'll have all of their aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters and friends and cousins and the whole family's there. They'll be like, hey, like, you're in General Hospital. Everybody thinks it's really cool and they're super supportive.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because they're old.
Well, yeah.
Well, but it is, I imagine you have had the experience where you're like, where there's someone that maybe you didn't expect that watched General Hospital, you find out that they do. And that's always fun. Like, you know, we have millions of viewers and, and it's, so it's always fun to find out that someone that, you know, watches the show you're on. So that's, and is your school, well, now that you're a professional actor, do you go to in-person school anymore anyway?
So dude, I started last week school, like finally for in-person. So the funny thing about school is I was in person school in fifth grade, which is like a couple years ago. And like every week I'd get a call from the office saying, hey, Porter, you got to leave early. And I'd be like, all my classmates, I'd be like, all right, see you guys. I got to go to work. And they're like, you don't work. Anyway, and then I would leave and I said, all right, like I kind of had to homeschool because I'd always have like missing days and stuff. And sure. So I'd be like, all right, guys, I'll see you later. I'm going to go homeschool. And I'd be like, what a kook. You're going to homeschool? And then like the whole pandemic hit and they're like,
we all homeschool now.
This isn't, this isn't so bad at all. Yeah. And now you're back in, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, dude. It's in person. This little,
how is it?
I like thing. It's fun, dude. You got to do archery at school and
archery, huh?
Yeah, dude.
What grade are you in?
I'm in sixth.
Nice. Nice. So, are you now in middle school or are you still in? Is that was that a whole new school for you then?
Yeah. It's a whole new deal, dude. And like I've been doing homeschool and everything. All the other kids there are like homeschooled. It's like a homeschool facility and like program.
Oh, cool.
So like I only go like once a week on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. So they are the way it's set up is very user friendly for someone with your schedule.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, but awesome. I would imagine that, you know, other, you know, cause other kids that are actors that we've talked to, like, I imagine this year, all schools are getting a little more adept at, you know, teaching students that aren't in the building. And so I wonder if for kids that are acting, like whether or not they'll be able to do more through their school because the school has more facility to instruct you from afar via your computer or whatever. I wonder how that will affect, you know,
it should affect it and make it a little easier for
kids.
Because when you're on set, are you in the school room?
Not all the time. No, I'm like Miss Jamie, who works as a set teacher. She's super, super nice. And she'll be like, all right, you can just like, if you want, you can do your school in your room. And I'll read a book. And like, if I have homework that day, I'll pull it out and I'll do my schoolwork.
Yeah. I got to say, your parents are awesome because I know they do cut your electronics short. So me sending you an Xbox, probably not the greatest. Your mom probably doesn't really like me right now, but I know you do. And that's really all that matters to me is that my son, my TV son, loves me. So you'll get you're going to get an Xbox and you can hook it up. I'll make sure you can get a hookup for your RV so you can play it.
You can TV in there. It'll be
you can ruin all your outdoor trips with an Xbox.
Right.
So, I'll get you a projector at night so you can just project it on the side of the RV.
Right, Mr. Steve, shut it down.
I'll play like Call of Duty in like the middle of the woods and there'll be like gunshots everywhere and they'll be like, oh my goodness, what's happening?
We're under attack.
We're under attack.
That's awesome.
It'll be perfect.
Yeah, but I do admire your outdoor activities.
Yeah, like, dude, he's got it down, man. That for a kid, yeah. That's like old school.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
I mean, he's skating, he's riding his bike, he's surfing, he's doing all the stuff. It's awesome. Yeah. He's taking advantage of the California weather.
Yeah,
so that's for sure.
What would you say is your favorite thing about working at General Hospital?
My favorite thing about working at General Hospital is the people there. Like, I'm not just saying that. Everybody there is like super, super nice. Like, all the set people like tell me great job and they're all super flexible and nice. It just makes it like 100% easier to be able to act and do the scene.
Totally.
It makes it like a lot easier when everybody there is super rad.
Yeah, it's cool because we had a scene, because I don't really watch the show, but it was in the Quartermain den and we had some kind of emotional scenes and it was really great because the crew was, you know, they knew what was happening and it was just, like you said, the crew is so accommodating to us to do what we do. Mm-hmm. And it's always awesome. But those scenes were great, man. Really.
Thank you, dude.
You're doing a great job. And, I appreciate you spending time with us. This means a lot. Everybody's been asking for you, by the way. So now they have you.
And, yeah. Well, what's up, guys?
Go enjoy your skate park at your grandparents' house. But we appreciate you, and I can't wait to see you, buddy.
And thank you, Mom.
And thanks, Jody.
Thank you, Mom. I love you. Hey, thank you so much for having me, Mr. Steve.
Yeah, so fun to get to know you, pal.
You're awesome. Yeah,
it was really nice to meet you, Mr. Bradley.
Bradley too. Yeah, there's Bradley and Bradford.
I answer to everything.
And Brad, or just hey you.
Hey you, that'll work.
Or hey you, kook.
Hey you.
Awesome. All right, man. Be well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Later, buddy. Thank you, man. Bye bye.
Dude.
I know.
We almost called our podcast. Dude, it's a podcast.
Dude, that's awesome. Well, that's awesome is almost as bad as dude.
It's pretty close.
But, you know, this kid, first of all, his family's awesome.
Thank you, Porter. That was so much fun.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
And we say dude just about as much as you do. Well,
I definitely do, and so does my daughter, Brooklyn.
Oh, that's amazing.
And Jack. But his mom, who I know pretty well now, Jody's awesome. They're doing a great job with this kid. And he's such a sweet kid. Mm. And he's living like the California dream.
I was going to say.
Which is like
taking advantage of what all of California has to offer. I mean, why not?
He's taking advantage of everything as a kid in California, which is amazing.
Surfing, fishing.
Skating,
all the stuff.
Scooter, everything.
All the stuff.
He's doing it all.
Well done, Porter.
It's awesome.
In Hollywood.
And Hollywood.
California has that to offer, too.
And he's doing Hollywood, too. He's doing the best of everything in California.
You should do the next tourism promo, Porter. You should be
totally
like the face of the new tourism. Like, see what you get to do? When you're a kid here, you get to go to the beach, you get to go to the mountains, and you get to be on TV.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah. Oh, man. So cool.
Yes, so thank you, Porter. Thank you, Porter's mom, Jody, for the opportunity to talk to you. And another great
week.
And
I have to send him an Xbox.
Oh man, yeah, you kind of are committed to that.
Yeah,
you're pot committed to that.
I'm gonna get on that right now.
Yeah.
So you know we have a lot coming up, you and I.
Yeah.
Dude, we have so much, dude.
It's almost May, and we're talking about our next Port Chuck concert online.
Dude,
we're scheduling. Dude. We're scheduling that for June, hopefully, and that'll be on Patreon if anybody's wondering. And then
well, that's going to be an interesting one. this Pork Chuck concert.
You think so?
Well, because it's like the summer jam, right?
Summer
like,
jam.
It's summer. It's summer, so it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And we're probably going to go a little longer than we normally do.
You make these promises here.
Well,
so are you going to do more songs?
Well, hold on. I'm not saying we're going to go longer that way, but it could fall on my birthday weekend.
Oh, right.
So we're kind of negotiating that right now.
When you say we.
Well, me and my wife. Right. So we're trying to figure that out, if we can do it on my birthday weekend.
Well,
which
is there a studio in Orange County that we could use?
No, there's a studio where we usually use it, and that's where we're going to be.
Then
there definitely is going to be a bus outside. So I'm telling you right now, if I do it on my birthday, there's going to be a bus waiting for us outside. It's not going anywhere. Right. But it's going to be waiting for us.
That's amazing.
And we're going to have a great job or a great time. But that's going to be fun. And then, you know, we have May coming up. So once again, we're hitting the road.
We are.
And if you see our May promo or where we're going to May and it's not your city, please just check stonecoldandthejackal.com. We're adding cities. There's a ton of cities we're doing in July and August, but we're going to be everywhere, and it's going to be awesome.
That's right.
And if you're a few hours away, you have a car, just drive. It's going to be easy because we're flying to you, so you can drive to us. And it's going to be awesome because I finally kind of have the format down for my new stuff.
Oh, are you excited?
Yeah, it took me 2 months, but I am excited, to kind of put it all together, write some new stuff. So I'm still working on it. There's always going to be things to work on, you know, even the day of, even the week of, because we always change things up anyway. But I'm excited to get back out on the road, dude. It's going to be awesome. So
yes. Well, I can't wait.
Are you excited?
I am excited. Well, it just occurred to me. So,
Well, no, hold on. You said to me today, actually, on the phone, you said you were writing. What were you writing?
I was journaling.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, that's good.
It does. Because it helps me
figure out what's awesome.
Like, when you figure out what's on your mind, then you can start to make jokes about it.
Yeah, and it doesn't even really have to be jokes, but journaling just in general is an amazing thing to do. So that's great.
Yeah.
We won't get into that now because we're wrapping up this podcast.
That's right. That's a whole nother episode.
Yeah, totally is. It should be. But thank you guys so much for everything. Check us out on YouTube, and thanks for listening to the podcast. And Bradford just got a text or whatever he did.
My call time for tomorrow.
Oh, great. So
12:15.
What? That's amazing.
I get to sleep in and miss my flight probably.
Great. So thanks for joining us, guys. Check everything out, and we sure do appreciate you.
Have a great one, everybody.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. Well, you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy.
That's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
7 years ago, college wrestler Damien Hurd disappeared from a party in Gunnison, Colorado.
Everyone had been drinking or whatever, the usual party scene.
When, how, and why he left are questions I need your help to understand.
Nobody's heard from him.
No, it's just like he disappeared.
From Cold Case Productions and Podcast One, Final Days on Earth, The Life and Death of Damien Hurd. I'm your host, Claire Sanima. Join me April 20th for the season premiere.